Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. More details are emerging about the man investigators say was behind a double murder in Winthrop over the weekend. Authorities say Nathan Allen of Winthrop fatally shot 60-year-old Air Force veteran Ramona Cooper and 58-year-old retired state trooper David Green Saturday. Both of those Winthrop residents were black, and prosecutors say the murders may have been motivated by hate. Allen was killed in a shootout with police. WBUR's Simone Rios went to Winthrop to talk with some people who knew the accused shooter. Simone joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Deb.
So Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins says Allen wrote racist diatribes in a notebook found in his home. What else do we know about him?
Well, we know that he's 28. He appears to have grown up in Wareham before getting married. He went to college at UMass Dartmouth, where the school says he had no disciplinary record. He recently got his doctorate from MGH in physical therapy. People who knew Nathan Allen said he was a strong advocate for the Second Amendment. And I saw pictures of an assault rifle and ammo on his Instagram account.
And you spoke with some people in Allen's neighborhood who knew him. What did they say?
Yeah, so yesterday morning I went to the address in Winthrop where his wife owns a condo where they both lived. Neighbors were petrified that they lived down the hall from this guy. You know, six or seven of them told me they just didn't want to have anything to do with talking to a reporter. One woman who did speak to me at length didn't want to be named or recorded for fear of her children's safety. She described talking to Allen about her child's health conditions. She would see him when she was coming and going from the apartment. She said he seemed intelligent and was eager to share his views on child brain development. The woman says he even offered advice on how her child was doing, apparently using his medical training.
And did she say if she knew anything about the views that we're hearing about from prosecutors?
She said she never saw it coming. And she said she's very sensitive to racist sentiment. While she was a white woman, she said her children's dad is black and the kids are multiracial.
And how is she feeling now?
She's in shock. You know, she said her sense of peace and her trust in her neighbors was really destroyed by this news because she just did not see it coming. And while she says she didn't know anything or sense anything about Allen's racist views, she did see him writing in a notebook. She brought me to the spot under this tree where apparently he would sit and take notes. So when she heard there were swastikas and writings in that notebook about the white race being an apex predator over other races, she wondered if her own multiracial kids were mentioned in the journal.
What about others in Winthrop? What did they say, Simone?
I spoke to a few other people who had limited encounters with Allen. They said he seemed like a normal guy, super into talking about physical therapy, that he wanted to start his own practice. But again, no warning signs any kind of racist tendencies. I walked into a convenience store across from the apartments where Allen lived with his wife, and I talked to a clerk there named Maria Castillo. She lives in Chelsea, and she's from Mexico.
Normal. La violencia está en todas partes, a cualquier hora. Cuando le va a tocar a uno, le toca.
Here, violence exists everywhere, she says. And if it's your time to go, it's your time to go, no matter where you are.
And what's the latest from prosecutors about the views that Allen appears to have had?
So far, authorities haven't released more details about, for example, what was included in Nathan Allen's writings, how he became radicalized. But District Attorney Rachel Rollins in a press conference Monday said it's clear the alleged killer was fueled by hate.
There was hate in this man's heart. Whether that was the only reason he did what he did, We're not going to be fully sure, but I can tell you I am certain of his language in his own handwriting and certain of the fact that the two people that were murdered are black and several people he encountered that were not lived.
Rollins sort of implied that there's not much more to know about Nathan Allen, but a lot of us are very interested to learn how he was radicalized.
And how are people in Winthrop overall handling this news?
When I was there yesterday, I saw lawn signs saying hate has no place here, though, to be honest, I don't know if those were there before the killing. Town officials say there will be counseling available for people affected by the violence, and there's going to be a vigil tomorrow evening in town.
WBUR's Simone Rios, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.